Incumbent Richard Alkenbright beat out former Mayor John Barrett by roughly 375 votes Tuesday in a rematch of 2009's race.
The vote yesterday just basically said to me, just let's keep going, just keep going.
And Alkenbright will keep going into his fourth two-year term in January. The results were flipped from September's preliminary when Barrett took 51% of the vote in every city ward. Alkenbright called the weeks since an uphill battle.
But we knew we left a couple thousand people at home at that point in time, so, you know, our job was to get the vote out, and we did a great job at that.
About 52% of roughly 8,700 registered voters in North Adams cast ballots. Barrett, who announced his run in August, says he knew it was going to be a tough race when he got into it.
There was a lot of new people had come to the city of North Adams, and they basically where the area was where the Alkenbright campaign went after those new ones, and they said some things on social media and what have you that just weren't quite accurate, and I think that had an impact on this. We didn't run a negative campaign in any way. We stuck to the issues and things like that, but people didn't. The new ones that came here really didn't know me, and they were listening to social media and some of those other things. And it's too bad, but it happens, and the people have spoken, and that's the way it will be.
Alkenbright says he did not run an attack campaign, but admits the race itself did get mean-spirited.
There was nothing driven by our campaign. I think it was just a lot of years of a lot of people almost like freeing themselves with stories of the former administration. So, But again, that's behind us now, and I'm just hoping it stays behind us and all of us can kind of move forward.
As for mending the fences, as of Wednesday, the two had not spoken to each other.
And I did that for a reason, because I think it's time that Mayor Alkenbright either is going to honor his commitment to include everybody and reach out to them, and this is his opportunity to put the city back together, and he's got to reach out and understand that there's a large segment of this community. And it's growing each and every year from the first year that he was elected, that he's got to include these people. He's got to understand that there are more people in this city that's voice aren't being heard than are.
Alkenbright says he has respect for Barrett as a 26-year mayor and for his years of service to the community, but doesn't intend to reach out to his predecessor.
Quite honestly, I think John and I have been, it's been an adversarial thing for quite some time, and, you know, I think that, you know, I've 2009, I ran a good race. We took office. I would be lying if I didn't say it hasn't been disruptive for the past 6 years. And I think the voters made a statement yesterday that they want to see the type of government that we and my administration is putting out here.
You never say never in politics, but Barrett doesn't think he will re-enter the game. Instead, he wants to finish a book on Massachusetts politics and North Adams' transformation from a largely manufacturing city to that of a creative economy.
Those people had always been there for me in the past, and I felt as though I owed them something to at least step into the fray one more time. But, you know, it's time for me to step back and let the city take the direction that the voters want it to take.
Alkenbright says he wants to assist proposed redevelopments on the city's West End and continue the fight against opioid abuse. One of the major campaign topics was health care following the 2014 closure of North Adams Regional Hospital. Barrett said he would push for the restoration of a full-service hospital, while Alkenbright vowed to continue aiding Berkshire Health System's Restore services, largely outpatient.
I think that most people, and I say most people, have been satisfied with what we've done with respect to restoration of health services in Northern Berkshire. Is it what we had? Of course not. But is it, in many ways, is it better than what we had? Yes, it is.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.